Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from New Buffalo and Michigan Lutheran. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around southwestern Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lanters become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car. And the Cook Nuclear Plant. First, let's meet the teams from New Buffalo. Your name and your grade.
My name is Max. I am a sophomore.
I'm Andrew. I'm a senior.
I'm Felix. I'm a junior.
I'm Peter. I'm a junior as well.
And who's the captain tonight for New Buffalo?
That'd be me.
Andrew, and who's your coach?
Tracy Ripley.
From Michigan Lutheran, your name and your grade also.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, and I'm a senior.
I'm Katie Rutovich, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Nathan Brown, I'm a junior.
I'm Ross Clare, and I'm a freshman.
And who's the captain tonight for Michigan Lutheran?
Katie Rutovich is.
Yeah.
Katie is the, and who's your coach? Your coach is Katie?
Miss Sobel. She's right there.
Here are the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'm your scorekeeper and judge, and today, Mr. Bill Klein will be asking the questions. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing real good. Real good.
Good.
Spring training has started. Cubs are going to repeat. It's going to be a
great. It's going to be a great season. Are we ready to start Academic Challenge?
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's start Academic Challenge between New Buffalo and Michigan Lutheran. Your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
All right, you might want to get your pencils out for this first one. For 10 points, I have a three-part true and false quiz. Don't buzz in until you hear all three. A, ocean tides are caused by the moon. B, dogs can hear sounds we cannot. C, a camel can go for days without a drop of water.
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
All true.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what four centuries make up the Renaissance period?
Felix from New Buffalo.
The 13th through 17th centuries.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
The 1400s through the 1500s.
Incorrect. It's the 14th through the 17th century, 1300s through the 1600s. For 20 points, the invasion of Poland brought Britain into World War II. What invasion brought Britain into the World War I?
Felix from New Buffalo.
The invasion of the Russian Empire.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. Nathan from Michigan Lutheran.
The invasion of Paris.
Incorrect. It was the invasion of Belgium. For 20 points, why is an accidental nuclear war more likely during a period of intense sunspot activity?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Intense sunspot activity can disturb the electrical signals in nuclear facilities, causing a misfire or a misreading of communications.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, name the two Greek schools, one founded by Plato and the other by Aristotle.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
School of Athens and School of Olympia.
Yeah, you're correct. Good guess though.
New Buffalo, 5 seconds. Time.
Plato founded the Academy and Aristotle founded the Lyceum. For 10 points. The regular exercise of powers of the government, according to procedures established to protect individual rights, for the class of cases to which the procedures belong, is referred to by what phrase?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Quid pro quo.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, 5 seconds. time.
That was a tricky one. Due process. For 5 points, which of the following gives away money? A philologist, a philatelist, a philanderer, or a philanthropist?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Philanthropist.
That's correct. 5 points. Say that fast, real fast. 5 times. For 10 points, who was the first president defeated for re-election?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Grover Cleveland.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo. 5 seconds. Felix from New Buffalo.
John Adams.
That's correct. For 10 points. For 20 points. What is the nickname of the Government National Mortgage Association, which buys mortgages, then resells them in the form of bonds?
Peter from New Buffalo.
The devil.
We should give some credit for that one, but no, that's an incorrect answer.
Michigan Lutheran. Time?
Ginny Mae, other than Fannie Mae, which also makes candy. For 20 points, Hemingway said all American literature comes from what book?
Felix from New Buffalo.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, which English romantic poet wrote the following verse? One impulse from a vernal wood may teach you more of a man, of moral, evil, and of good. Than all the sages can. It is from...
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Percy Bysshe Shelley.
Incorrect. It is from The Tables Turned.
Wordsworth.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Felix. I'm like, wait a minute.
Sorry, I made eye contact.
We're all looking like...
Sorry, no, I'm Wordsworth.
That is correct for 15 points. For 5 points, what was Hitchcock's greatest box office success? It was filmed in black and white, despite its 1960 release date.
Peter from New Buffalo.
Psycho.
That is correct for 5 points. And don't take a shower with anyone running around with a knife. Now, for the next 4 questions, we want to answer these European geography questions. For 5 points, you have gone skiing to Switzerland, and in the course of your travels, there have been the Simplon and the Brenner and the St. Bernard. What are these places?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Mountains.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, again, European geography. What large Russian city is close to Finland?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
St. Petersburg.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, again, the same category. What river flows from Lake Geneva into the Mediterranean?
Felix from New Buffalo.
The Rhine.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Ross from Michigan Lutheran.
The Rhone River.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, name the ethnic region of Spain of which Barcelona is the capital.
Felix from New Buffalo.
Catalonia.
That is correct for 20 points. Now, we have 3 questions. With each of the following great men suffered from a major physical defect or disease, can you name them?
We're under a minute.
For the men. For 5 points, we're looking for the disease. The 5 points, Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Peter from New Buffalo.
Polio.
That is correct. That was 5 points. Yep. Lou Gehrig for 10 points.
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's correct.
That was for 10
points. And 15 points. Richard III.
Felix from New Buffalo.
Scoliosis.
Incorrect.
Well, Michigan. Wait a minute. Yes. I would say yes.
Yeah. Okay. That is a... Who answered that question? I'm sorry. Felix? That is a correct answer. Because the answer was hunchback. But scoliosis would cause...
And this will, your 20-point will be the last question.
There was no 20-point. That was just 3.
Oh, there was 3? Then that's our last question.
Okay.
I just wanted to finish the series.
Oh, yeah. That's the end of the series.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is New Buffalo 115, Michigan Lutheran 50. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Michigan Lutheran, you're trailing at the moment. You have the first choice of these categories, which are on time, pirates, fort. What do you choose?
Pirates.
Pirates. Is there a setup to pirates, Klein?
You are not there.
All right.
I love this game.
Your 60 seconds will start, Michigan Lutheran, once Bill reads the first question.
What is the name of Captain Hook's pirate vessel in Peter Pan?
The Jolly Roger.
Correct. What insignia is shown on the traditional pirate's flag?
The skull and crossbones.
Correct. In what Gilbert and Sullivan opera about pirates did Linda Ronstadt make her Broadway debut?
The Pirates of Penzance.
Correct. What Scottish-born pirate captained the Adventure Galley?
Captain Kidd.
Correct. Who played the swashbuckler Captain Jeffrey Thorpe in the 1940 film The Seahawk?
Peter Ustinov.
Incorrect. West Indies pirate Edward Teach was known by what more familiar name?
Blackbeard.
Correct. What pirate aligned himself with Andrew Jackson in 1815 to defeat the British at the Battle of New Orleans?
Redbeard.
Incorrect. In 1739, Spanish pirates cut off the ear of what English captain?
Then go ahead, if you have an answer.
Pass.
That's time. Michigan Lutheran, you answered to 5 questions for a total of 50 points. Now, New Buffalo, there's 5 questions out there that still can be answered for a possible extra 50 points. Your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
Who played the swashbuckler Captain Jeffrey Thorpe in the 1940 film The Seahawk?
Pass.
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 What pirate aligned himself with Andrew Jackson in 1815 to defeat the British at the Battle of New Orleans?
Pass. Pass.
In 1739, Spanish pirates cut off the ear of what English captain?
James Cook.
Incorrect. It was Robert Jenkins. Where do the National League Pirates call home?
Pittsburgh.
Correct. Name the two pirate teams of the NFL.
Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers and the other one.
Oh.
Raiders.
Buccaneers and Raiders.
That's correct. And you went back to who aligned himself with Andrew Jackson in 1815 to defeat the British at the Battle of New Orleans?
The Yellowbeard.
Yellowbeard.
Incorrect.
That's time. New Buffalo, you answered 2 questions for a total of 20 points. Now, it's your turn to choose from the remaining 2 categories of on time and forts.
We'll take on time.
On time. Is there a setup to this one?
A setup as well. All right. Answers are related to the theme time.
All right, your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
What time is it if it is 2200 hours?
It's 10 p.m.
Correct. How many seconds in 1 hour?
3600.
Correct. 10 years is known as a what?
Decade.
Correct. The revolutions a 45-minute record, 45 RPM record makes in 10 minutes total.
450.
Correct. Before being declared dead, a person must be missing for blank?
A week. I don't know. Just say a week.
Yeah, I think 1 week. 1 week.
Incorrect. Individual frames of film are exposed at prearranged intervals in which method of photography?
Still film? What's it called?
Pass.
1,000 years is blank?
A millennium.
Correct.
That's time. New Buffalo, you answered 5 questions for a total of 50 points. There's 5 questions available, Michigan Lutheran, for a possible extra 50 points. Bill, what's the setup
again? All answers are related to the theme time.
All right, Michigan Lutheran, your time will start once Bill reads the first question.
Before being declared dead, a person must be missing for blank.
A month.
7 years. An individual frames of film are exposed at prearranged intervals in which method of photography?
Motion picture.
Incorrect. It's time lapse. Which calendar was used before the Gregorian calendar?
The Julian calendar.
Correct. This was H.G. Wells' first novel.
Time Machine.
Correct. How many time zones are there in Alaska?
4.
Correct.
Michigan Lutheran, that was... You answered 3 questions for a total of 30 points. And that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is New Buffalo 185, Michigan Lutheran 130. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from New Buffalo, Andrew, what's happening at New Buffalo?
All right, so first off, we have a concert band. For our concert band, they have a concert coming up next week, Wednesday, and they're preparing for MSBOA Festival, where they'll get a rating depending on how they play, so good luck to them. Our drama club is currently working on their production of Disney Through the Looking Glass, which they'll premiere in March, and that's a mashup of a bunch of different Disney movies, so that'll be really fun. Our Envirothon team is qualified for regionals, so good luck to them as well. And both our boys and girls basketball teams have games against White Pigeon tonight, so good luck to both those teams. We'd also like to thank the sponsors for hosting Academic Challenge, WSJM, Cook Nuclear Plant, Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, Pro Muffler and Brake, Signature Toyota, and Lakeshore and Berrien Springs Public Schools.
And Michigan Lutheran, what's happening at over there?
At ML, we have not had a lot of stuff in the past few weeks, but we have a lot coming up in the next 2 days. Tomorrow will be the first day of our Winterfest celebration, which is starting at 6 with a silent auction and dinner. Following at 7 starts introducing all the sports teams and alumni at ML. The next day, Saturday, we have basketball games starting at 4 p.m. for boys JV at the middle school Grace Lutheran, and the girls junior varsity starting at 4 at ML, with girls varsity following at 6:30 and boys varsity following whenever that ends. We'd like to thank all our sponsors, everyone that's helped the team get to this far and allow us to even have a team. Thank you.
And we've got a substitution on New Buffalo. Introduce yourself, your name, and your grade.
I'm Marjolaine, and I'm a freshman.
And there's no substitutions on Michigan Lutheran. So let's start the second half of today's Academic Challenge between New Buffalo and Michigan Lutheran. Your time's going to start once Bill reads the first question.
For 5 points, what equatorial Africans got their name from the Greek word meaning undersized?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Guinea. Pygmy.
What's the answer?
Pygmy.
Correct.
That's for 5 points.
For 5 points. For 10 points. What Mojave Desert city has a name meaning the meadows in Spanish?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Las Vegas.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, what Olympic field event consists of a crouch, shift, thrust, and release?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Shot put.
That's correct for 15 points. For 15 points, what band leader had 3 tunes in the first top 10 Billboard chart in 1940?
Felix from Michigan, or Felix from New Buffalo.
Duke Ellington.
Incorrect.
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Paul McCartney. I don't know the years.
Yeah, the Beatles weren't quite.
A little bit further, yeah.
Glenn Miller. Band of renown. Oh, this thing's a long question. We're going to skip that one. God, take me 10 minutes to read it. Oh, that's a long one. For 10 points. Name the winner of the 2015 Masters and the 2015 U.S. Open.
Peter from New Buffalo.
Jordan Spieth.
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, the September 17th bombing in New York City used what common kitchen device?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Pressure cooker.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, immediately after Dahir Aden stabbed 9 people at a Minnesota mall on September 17th, which radical organization took credit?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
ISIS.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, according to the U.S. News and World Report, their annual rankings, which is the best university in America for the 5th year in a row?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Yale.
Incorrect.
Marjolaine from New Buffalo.
Harvard?
Incorrect. It was Princeton. And that was a bogus. It should have been Michigan.
Anyway,
for 5 points. New Hampshire officials went before a federal appeals court in an attempt to persuade the court that a 2014 law banning voters from posting online photos of their ballots on Election Day does not violate a citizen's right to what?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Free speech.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, on September 9th, 2016, the U.S. government ordered a pause in construction on part of a North Dakota pipeline that has inspired protests among whom?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Native Americans.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, a suspect has been named in the bomb explosion that took place in which New York City borough, injuring 29 people?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Manhattan.
That's correct for 10 points. We have four questions that about trees in literature. For 5 points, who had trouble over a cherry tree?
Peter from New Buffalo.
George Washington.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, who laid a curse on a fig tree?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Jesus.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, who was drowned under a willow tree?
Time?
It was Ophelia. For 20 points, who was turned into a laurel tree?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Daphne.
That's correct for 20 points. Now we have four questions that deal with members of the zero group or 8A group are known as the inert or noble gases. They are helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon. For 5 points, which one has the smallest atomic weight?
Felix from New Buffalo.
Helium.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, neon is used in electric signs. Which one is used in regular electric light bulbs?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Xenon.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Nathan from Michigan Lutheran.
Radon.
Incorrect. It's argon. And for 15 points, name the only noble gas with no stable isotopes.
Felix from New Buffalo.
Radon.
That's correct for 15 points. And for 20 points, which two are not prepared for normal commercial use?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran.
Xenon and krypton.
That's correct for 20 points. For 5 points, what are the two acceptable ways of spelling ketchup?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
C-A-T-S-U-P and K-E-T-S-U-P.
Incorrect.
Marjolaine from New Buffalo.
C-A-T-S-U-P and K-E-T-S-U-P. C-U-P.
Incorrect. You guys almost had it.
Oh, no.
Ketchup was K-E-T-C-H-U-P. And then ketchup, C-A-T-S-U-P. Multiple choice question for 10 points. Where would you likely find an escape wheel? In an airplane? A clock? A submarine? Or a cheese factory?
Felix from New Buffalo.
An airplane.
Incorrect.
Ross from Michigan Lutheran.
A submarine.
Incorrect. It's a clock. It makes it go tick-tock. For 5 points, where do droplets of moisture on the outside of a glass of iced tea come from?
Peter from New Buffalo.
Condensation.
That's correct for 5 points. For 20 points, what Caribbean island is west of Curacao?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
The Bahamas.
Incorrect.
New Buffalo. Felix from New Buffalo.
Cuba.
Incorrect. It's Aruba. For 15 points.
And we're under a minute.
Name the two science fiction heroes played by Buster Crabbe.
Felix from New Buffalo.
Buck Rogers and Captain Kirk.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Time.
Buck Rogers was right, but the other one was Flash Gordon. For 5 points, what's used to estimate the height at which an aircraft is flying?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Altitude?
Incorrect.
Felix from New Buffalo?
Trigonometry.
Incorrect. It's an altimeter. For 10 points, which U.S. president was an original member of the Cowboy Hall of Fame?
Felix from New Buffalo?
Ronald Reagan.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran? Ryan from Michigan Lutheran?
Teddy Roosevelt.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points.
This is your last question.
For 5 points, how many fingers are used to draw a bow?
Ryan from Michigan Lutheran?
Two.
Incorrect.
Felix from New Buffalo?
Three.
Correct. That was 5 points.
All right. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge.
I'm slow, man.
Let me start that over. Well, that does it. That's the end of today's academic challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's academic challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winner by a score of 245 to 235. Is the team from New Buffalo. Yes. Congratulations, New Buffalo. That's a really good job.
That's your question was only 5 points.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Mitsubishi Community Showroom at Signature Automotive Group on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools. Together, inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors. Realtors do make the difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lanters become leaders. Pro Muffler and Brake Shop on M139. Lower prices under your car and the Cook Nuclear Plant. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Michigan Lutheran and Lakeshore go head to head on Academic Challenge.